8 o'clock, the Soviet ambassador came in, having called a short time earlier and said he had an urgent message from Mr. Kosygin.
Yes.
And he read to me a two-page statement, the net of which was that the Soviet and the East Germans and the Poles and others were invading Czechoslovakia in response to a request by the Czech government. He said this was not a matter that affected the United States' national interest. And Mr. Kosygin wanted Mr. Johnson to know that there's no matter that should concern them or that would in any way affect the good relationship between the two countries. They have given us no indication of anything like this. We were greatly concerned about their recent conferences. But only yesterday we had other messages from them. When I got off the plane last night in Detroit, I had a rather friendly message from them. But they move with lightning speed tonight. And
the Soviet troops as well as the
East German and Polish.
They're all in it, huh?
And I don't know who else.
Yes.
But they had their meeting, their presidium today, 200 to 300. Our people have been concerned that this little nation shoving them down, these conferences would be too much for them to stand, and they would have to respond. So we've kind of got, we don't know, something the order of Hungary on our